Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The U.S. has a deal with El Salvador to accept deportees from the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with El Salvador's president and says they reached the most unprecedented, extraordinary migratory agreement anywhere in the world.
He has agreed to accept for deportation any illegal alien in the United States who is a criminal from any nationality, be they MS-13 or Tren de Aragua, and house them in his jails.
El Salvador's president says the country would accept only convicted criminals and would charge a fee that would be relatively low for the U.S., but significant for them.
And he's also offered to do the same for dangerous criminals currently in custody and serving their sentences in the United States, even if they're U.S. citizens or legal residents.
The U.S. government cannot deport American citizens. El Salvador has lived under a state of emergency since 2022, when the country's powerful street gangs went on a killing rampage. I'm Ed Donahue.
A snarl in the woods. Ancient forest spirits nip at his heels. He can outrun a force of nature on foot. He needs an instant power machine built for the wild. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. Off-road handling, all-electric power. Leave evil in the dust. John Cho stars in Camping. Face the wild. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.